shifting gears, the Hoosier State Line runs through Lafayette from Chicago to Indianapolis. Federal funding runs out after October 1st. How important is it for the university and the student population, business population, to keep that line going?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's clearly important to those folks who use it. But in all honesty, that's a very small number and a very small percentage. The line could be important beyond those numbers, but the reason this is an issue is because it's a drain. All such lines are. We're not picking on the Hoosier State. So, you know, if an agreement can be worked out, and it sounds like people are working on it, I think that'd be good, in which communities in the state and Amtrak all get together and find a way to keep it going. I think that'd be a fine outcome. But, you know, it's been noted, column in the Exponent, for example, that this requires a big subsidy from all the that huge majority of people who never use it. And it's a legitimate question whether there are other needs for those public dollars. So I understand both sides of the question. Sentimentally, I'd like to see it continue. And I'm encouraged that it sounds like negotiations are gaining some ground that might get us there.
Do you think this is finally the straw that breaks the camel's back as far as getting the service to improve? I mean, that's what I've heard from the mayors. Yeah. They don't want to fund it at the current performance level.
Maybe, but this has been a chronic issue. Again, it has nothing to do with the Hoosier State or Indiana here. It's
an Amtrak-wide
kind of thing. It's an Amtrak-wide issue in which just enormous amounts of subsidy are poured in year after year after year. Dollars that could have gone to education, could have gone to, you know, safety net programs for the poor, any number of purposes. And those who have questioned it cannot be faulted for raising those issues. But it's whether it can ever be made attractive enough to reduce those subsidies to some more acceptable level is not clear. It's just an issue of passenger rail almost everywhere, except where you have huge density, like the Northeast Corridor. Even there, it's often lost money, but at least the subsidies are more reasonable.